You are now listening to the Curiosita Podcast. So good day, everyone. Welcome to an episode of the Curiosita Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Roshan Hubang.
And I am Erin Matro.
And for this episode of the Curiosita Podcast, we're going to talk about the difficulty of the grade levels that we've gone through as grade 12 students. And we'll be ranking them like a ranking list that we see on YouTube and on Facebook, from the rankings of the very low E tier to the very high S tier or the special tier. So we're going to go from the lowest of E then to the highest, which is S. So which one do you want to talk about first? Should we start from the bottom or should we start from the top?
I think we should start from the bottom.
Okay, let's start with the bottom. So grade 7, I think it's been about, what, 6 years now, or around, actually almost 7 because of the pandemic. Yeah. Because you, how would you rate the difficulty of that grade level?
Well, I think that grade level is mostly the adjustment period for everyone, since we've just gone through from elementary and we're being transitioned to high school, and science high school specifically, which there were a lot of culture shocks.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of culture shocks for us grade 7 students.
How about you? How would you rate your grade 7 year?
For me, as having gone through the other grade levels, I think looking back at the grade 7 period, I'm actually quite thankful for it, because for me, the transition period wasn't so hard or difficult, because the teachers were very forgiving. They were quite accommodating to us students. But there, of course, it was difficult in some areas because of, as you have said, the adjustment from having the quite easy subjects and in elementary and going through the harder subjects of junior high school or entering junior high school.
Especially, as you can remember, right, there were specialized subjects.
Yeah, that's right,
like specialized subjects.
Business math, oh my God. It was one of the most difficult subjects, actually, for me. It was the first subject I got a grade level of below 80. I got an 85. So, as you all know, for ADSEI students, that's actually the lowest grade that you can get to be eligible for allowance. So, it was a moment that actually molded me to try hard to be better, and molded me into knowing that I'm not always the best at everything. And that there is always more to learn. So it was, although easy, there were some difficult parts, yes.
Well, for me, I think it's the environmental science. Maybe it's just because I'm not that interested in environmental science, and I find it quite boring, since I find it similar naman with the science subject that we already had before.
Yes, it's also a tricky subject being introduced into those more niche subjects, you could say, more specific compared to the general ones that we tackle. So let's go on to the rating. How would you rate it? From let's go to the S is the highest, most difficult, and let's go E onto the lowest. How would you rate it?
Well,
that
since I've got already an experience right now in grade 12, I'd say it's quite easy.
Easy, plan. Yeah, it's
so
quite easy.
I give it an E.
Let's give it an E tier. So I'd kind of agree on you in that, because the difficult parts on it, or I guess only on the first parts of the grade, since it's the adjustment period. But as we got through the quarters of the grade 7 level, it became much, much easier. Okay, moving on. Let's go on to grade 8. So, pandemic period. Very difficult.
That's like the most difficult, most depressing part.
Yeah,
like
most
here.
Depressing. I can remember the whole grade 8 period. I lost quite a lot of friends because it was difficult to contact people, since, as you know, we all have problems with internet communication and just in general socializing with others, because we can't really talk each other face to face. So grade 8, so what can you remember about grade 8?
Actually, I also lost communication with my friends that time. I think we've somehow drifted apart during this period. And given the pandemic era, I found it hard to manage my time, since most of the time there were schoolworks and that those schoolworks did exceed the supposed time allotted for these schoolworks. So
I had a lot of missing works.
It was a burnout period for me.
Yeah, it's very, it causes such burnout on students because it's not per se, it isn't that the subjects were difficult, but rather the being brought into a new setting wherein you can't talk to other people, you can't interact with them, you can't even talk to the teachers properly because you have to chat them. It makes such subjects that are supposed to be quite easy since it's just at a grade 8 level much, much harder. So, yeah, it's... I think if we answer the grade 8 level face-to-face, I think it would have been quite easy. Do you agree?
Yeah, since we have already gone through grade 7, so we already know the culture here in Ansai. So I find it, I think it would have been easier for us if it was face-to-face rather than online classes.
Actually, when I heard from, when I was grade 7, I heard from the higher batch that grade 8 was actually one of the easiest grade levels that you had to go through. But then the, as you know, the pandemic hit and it became much, much, much more harder than it needed to be. So yeah, it was a difficult time. Like, it's difficult, but I don't even remember a lot of it because, as you know, it was the pandemic.
It wasn't that memorable.
Yeah, it wasn't that memorable.
It's mostly just schoolwork, school and then performance tasks where we recorded videos.
Videos, yeah, I remember.
Quite cringy for me.
Yeah, those videos where you have to do different poses for EE, for MAPE. It was a not memorable, but the only thing you can remember for it is that it was very, very hard. So, ranking. I think it would be... For a ranking, I would rate it at around B tier for me, since the subjects themselves weren't that hard, since they were quite basic, since it's, you know, it's at the grade 8 level. But the added difficulty of being in the pandemic and adjusting to the online learning and modular learning was difficult for us students, since it was not only being a new experience, it was a scary experience since the news were populated with people being sick and people dying. So I guess that added to the difficulty of that grade.
I agree. I don't think the subjects are actually that hard.
Yeah.
But it's the environment and the setting that time that contributed to the stresses and the secret depressing moments for some of us, since a lot of people have been going through different difficulties and are supposed to face different circumstances despite the schoolworks that they have to accomplish.
Yeah, it's certainly a depressing time. So let's move on to grade 9. Actually, when I was grade 7, most of my from upper batches, I asked them and they said that grade 9 was actually one of the most difficult because it's like the level wherein you transition into the harder parts of
the peak year for
them. Yeah, it's the peak. The transition from the easygoing grade 8, grade 7 to the harder grade 11, grade 12 or the senior high school. Because, and as you know, it's also the grade level wherein we have the, what do you call that? The musical play, or we were supposed to have the musical play.
So sadly, we didn't got to do it.
Yeah, sadly. And
it's a pandemic.
And it was also the grade level where we also had a multiple performance tasks that were involve a lot of physical work, like the dance. Is that correct? The dance and the speech choir. Yeah. So that's a great start. When we got back from online and modular learning, we could see those grade 9 students who were so focused on that. We can see the hard work and amount of effort they put into those subjects. But for us who experienced it during the pandemic, it was also quite difficult due to the sheer amount of schoolwork that was given to us. I even remember I had tons of
Missing
works and activities, and almost all my works were passed late, actually.
Same for me. Since that time, I was facing a different circumstance, a different difficulty aside from academics. So I think that somehow, what do you call this? punched me or yes, like
it hit me in the face.
Yeah, it hit me. It hit me so hard, like in the bottom. It's not necessarily the bottom rock of my life, but I could say it was somehow.
Yeah, it's since, like a sudden hit in the face, right?
Yeah.
Because of, you didn't expect it to be. You expect it to be difficult since it's a higher grade level, but you didn't expect it to be that difficult, right? It's like being suddenly struck by lightning. Like, wow, grabe naman tong grade level na to. Like, you didn't expect that much schoolwork compared to grade 8.
Yeah, I actually remember having to wear weird costumes.
Yeah, that picture where we tried to copy from one of the plays. I think I played the husband of Carmen in that play where I had to hold a knife and then point it at somewhere. I had to wear that stupid costume.
I actually remember doing the... I don't recall the character anymore, but I remember playing the dead since I found it easier to just lay there.
I think that's Madame Butterfly. The, nice. It was weird, difficult, and long. I feel like the pandemic period, the whole of the entirety of grade 8 and grade 9 was so difficultly long, and that when we transitioned or got back from the online learning or modular learning, that it became somewhat easier for us because we suddenly didn't need to worry about those kinds of PTs anymore and those amount, because That's what made grade 9 difficult for me, because of the sheer amount of works. They weren't that difficult, but the amount of it just breaks down a student for me.
I remember having this, a weekly set of performance tasks. So,
I think
it was on math. Because I find it hard to understand the lesson. So,
it's difficult to ask the teacher then sometimes,
it was difficult to contact them since not all of them were responsive to the messages of the students. So there were I had a lot of missing tasks that time during that period, but luckily I think I managed to go through it the month.
For me, that subject was MAPE, because I found MAPE to be quite difficult because of we're transitioning from music to arts to PE to health, and those tackling those four, then switching back and forth, then tackling different parts of it with so much amount of work. Since it had four different sub-subjects. So let's go on to the rating. How would you rate grade 9 or the entirety of it?
It's
quite difficult, right?
Yeah, I think I'd give it somehow close to S.
Close to S, yeah. Because it's like the end of the pandemic period, so it's quite difficult, right?
Yeah.
So maybe for me, it's around not really A, not really S, but somewhere between that, between an A and an S tier. Because when we go on to the harder grade levels later, you'll see why. But for me, it's a very, very hard period of time. So final, between A and S, or a S tier for the grade 9. So let's move on actually to my favorite grade level, grade 10. So back to face-to-face. So what can I say about grade 10?
I initially thought before that, looking back, I didn't think that I would regain my connection with my friends.
Since, yeah, I thought I would be a loner in grade 10.
Yeah, I actually thought I'd be a loner and, you know, still hard. But I think I managed to connect with them again since, you know,
I think just everyone was longing for to have that connection again. So we easily got back to talking to each other, even though it was awkward the first few days. But I think all of us just wanted to have someone to talk to friends again. So that's what made the socializing part easier.
I'm actually quite amazed by that time since I got to talk with my grade 7 friends that I haven't talked to for about 2 years.
Yeah, around 2 years, 2.5 years, because even though there was Messenger, there was online platforms, we didn't really talk much because we were busy with the schoolwork that we had. And as for the difficulty of the subjects, I think it's quite easy on some parts, actually. There were just some subjects like...
I think it just requires more effort.
Yeah, more effort, because the the performance tasks were quite physical. I think there was only one actual subject that I had a hard time, which was chemistry. So one of the most difficult parts or most challenging parts of the grade 10 level was the subject chemistry, because it provides, compared to previous grade levels wherein you have some background, chemistry is a whole new world. It's very, very difficult to tackle if you're not used to those kinds of information or even the kind of teaching that you have in grade 10.
Well, as for me, I found it quite enjoyable since I really enjoyed the teaching style of Sir Joel back then.
Yeah, it was scary. It was a little bit scary, but he was certainly a very proficient teacher.
Yeah, I think I learned a lot from him that time. So I found it quite enjoyable. However, it's just that the exams were quite complicated.
Yeah. I remember that we had to argue every summative test. We have to argue if our answer is right, and we have to prove it with tons of background information.
There were really no bonuses.
Yeah.
Instead, we have to provide evidences that back up why is this the answer.
I think there was one instance where we had a bonus and the whole class cheered because we thought that that wouldn't happen in chemistry because he really doesn't give bonuses because he's a great teacher. He's very proficient in the subject, and it's just that we're transitioning into a much harder subject with different kinds of information we aren't used to or we don't have background information on. But the other subjects, I didn't expect it to be quite easy, actually. Like mathematics, I expected grade 10 mathematics to be quite hard, but I actually found grade 9 math to be quite harder.
So for me, I think mathematics in grade 10 was quite easy since we already had a background. So our foundation for mathematics was already quite built that we can already go through different multiple problems in grade 10 math, and given that our teacher back then was
Ma'am Almuerte, very great teacher too.
She was very commendable for her dedication since she really tried to explain it to us in easier terms.
I think almost all grade 10 teachers actually very great teachers because they didn't overcomplicate the lessons and they were able to hold the lessons very clearly, like in Filipino, on mathematics, in science. I think they were very, very great and one of the best times I had when looking at the teachers because they hold the lessons so well and actually the information that they give is, although new, quite easy to understand.
We discussed Alfalobisterismo that time.
Yeah, Alfalobisterismo. So
I found that, it was awakening moment.
Yeah.
Since Pam Shar really tackled the different sections of Alfalobisterismo that
we really get that she has a deep understanding of the story.
The deep understanding, the supposed meaning behind those lines in the novel.
Like the five different meanings for the papotabo, like its shape, it's the material it's made out of, the people inside of it. Like from what you would get from a seemingly one sentence, you get tons of background information from Ma'am Shar. So yeah, they're very great teachers. But the most memorable part for the grade 10 was the musical play. Yeah, of course, the musical play wherein we spent around 2 months.
Really a long time for preparation and of course practicing, but it also comes of course with problems.
Yeah, I mean, like, we had all of us, like all sections, even had a lot of arguments talking about how they will perform and the other logistics behind the preparation for that school play. But I can certainly say it was successful. I mean, I think the audience members liked it, but certainly it was a difficult time filled with challenges, but it was ultimately very fun. I can remember having no sleep because we have practice on Saturday and Sunday just to complete the play, and I can remember that we finished the practice for our play just one day before the week of the play itself. So it was very, very stressful, but also very rewarding. So for the ranking, how would you rate it? Quite easy, but also hard. Maybe easier on the earlier levels than transitions into harder ones.
I give it, it's actually easy for me.
Yeah, the academics part of it, but the PTs were
the
demanding.
PTs were just, it requires a lot of effort, but I'd still give it an easy.
Yeah, it's easy. So maybe let's give it around a C tier. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So let's give it a C tier. So let's move on to grade 11. So grade 11. Grade 11 was the most, I can say that even though tackled, the hardest for me was grade 11 because actually I wasn't even planning to go to senior high school here in Ansai for the main reason being that from what I heard from the higher batches when I was in grade 10 was that grade 11 was difficult because you're introduced to general biology and I hated that there were two math subjects which was general mathematics and
calculus.
I had a hard time in calculus.
So, I remember failing most of the time during the exam.
Yeah, it's
no,
it was the norm
exam
to fail.
That I've passed was the first summative test.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Since, I don't even remember passing that. So
since I think that part was quite a background for plane geometry that we discussed back then.
Yeah, since it was the pandemic, thinking back, some of the lessons were covered during the pandemic. But since, as you know, it was during that time, a lot of us forgot that information and everything was just so new. I mean, even though we're tackling mathematics and even though we tackled some calculus in junior high, it was difficult. I mean, we even had tackled some parts of biology in junior high school, but the things discussed in grade 11 are just at a much, much higher level. It was a depressing time. Difficult. Very difficult.
Well, as for me, I think general biology kasi requires memorization. So I don't really understand thoroughly the lesson. I think I just tried to memorize everything all at once. Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of information, but then the subject or the curriculum expects you to like explain the information or
it
like how they happen.
Requires contextualization.
Yeah,
which is somehow demanding for us, since all we really know was the surface level
information.
The information there.
And for me, the subject that gave me the hardest time was calculus because I really have a hard time doing mathematics and even more in calculus because it's not numbers anymore. It's just letters. Like how
it's
are
the
you
integrals,
even?
Right?
Yeah, it's the integrals part. But for me, the difficulty of the teachers were great. They were very proficient. It's just that it's such a culture shock transitioning from the easy grade 10 into the suddenly very, very, very difficult grade 11. So, but I think it was fun. There were a lot of PTs, like in DRR. Do you remember the PTs that we had?
CPR,
the tent making, all those different kinds were fun. And another thing that added to the difficulty of grade 11 was the, am I right? Three research that we had.
Wait,
was it three? We had one in
practical
research,
Compan,
and I think another Filipinos.
Or English?
I think there was another English, but I think that's
second.
Around. Yeah, but it's more than two researches that we had. So, it was difficult juggling. Although they weren't experimental types research, they were certainly very long to do because they required a lot of work and then we had to
they require a lot of time. Then we have to excuse all students from different grade levels just to perform surveys, questionnaires.
Even the teachers were
not that cooperative,
and some teachers just took pity on us, like Ma'am Leble. Like she would often say like pagod na kayo, you look so tired, maybe you should just sleep in like class. I remember those times. I'm so thankful to her for that because I can just remember times where I would sleep at around 2 just because I have to finish our research because we have to pass the final paper next day. It was difficult, but I think the teachers were great. They were very proficient too at their jobs. They tried their best, even though the subjects were difficult, to make it easier for us.
Yeah. I think also one of the nerve-wracking moment in grade 11 was the board work.
I don't think I passed one.
That I wouldn't pass it at first, since
I think I passed one board work.
One board work. Well, as for me, I think I've managed to go through with it, but I still find it nerve-wracking since
you have a time limit.
Yeah, we have a time limit, and we had to do it in front of the
whole class. And if you got it right, you got 100. If you got it wrong, you got automatically an 85. Which was like very hard. You go from 100 to an 85 automatically.
Yeah, it was quite depressing since we all know that 85 was like the lowest grade that we can get here in ANSI.
I think I got an 88 in general mathematics, but for recalculus, I think I tried to make up for it in recitation. Even though I didn't know the answer, I would raise my hand. So I think that's, you try your best in grade 11. It's difficult, but if you want to do well, I think you just try your best and the teachers will see that.
We really had to explore. Yeah. And siguro, ano, we have to cross our boundaries.
A lot of boundaries were crossed during that year. So, difficulty. Certainly an S. We don't have to argue about that. It was one of the most difficult grade levels here in ANSI because of, one, the sheer amount of work, being thrust into a new environment, and what more? Yeah, it was just a very, very difficult year.
I'd probably give it an S too, since it's like the transition period for us. So, yeah, it's an S. And one thing that I think we just didn't get to acknowledge is that we encountered the same set of people.
Yeah, and there were also different
high school somehow made senior high school still more, what do you call this, bearable.
Yeah, it made the people around us and even the teachers made the very difficult year of grade 11 easy. They were the only ones that allowed me to go through with the entire thing. So let's move on to the last one. We're now at the last one, so at the current grade 12. So what can I say about grade 12? Go first. Okay. I think for me, it's difficult, but not harder than
grade 11,
since a lot of parts are still difficult. I mean, it's grade 12. It's the last year. Of course, you would expect it to be more difficult. But I think at this grade level, as we're now at around March, and I think the teachers have become quite forgiving since we're in our graduating year. The subjects are still hard. Of course, we're given the subject of chemistry and physics, which tackles a very broad, wide range of subjects and lessons. But as we're approaching our graduation, I think all those worries just go away because we're ending. We're close to the finish line. Malapit na tayo.
Well, as for me, I think grade 11 is the subjects were easy. However, it's the time conflict.
Yeah.
See, the compressed school calendar for this school year made it harder.
I mean, like, we only have like 8 months, 9 months instead of the usual 10.
We really don't have that much time to tackle all the lessons that we were supposed to learn for our quarterly exams. Also, we have limited time to prepare for our PTs. Especially, I remember we had a PT back then in Oksap.
Oksap, the play?
Yeah, the play.
I think we only had like 1 day of preparation or even just like the subject before that was when we prepared for that. It's difficult in terms of the time part because The teachers are trying to rush things because they're trying to keep up the calendar, and the students are having difficulty also adjusting to the calendar. I don't think it's anyone's fault per se, but it's just that the time was compressed,
too constrained
to actually prepare. But considering the time, I think as we're graduating, I think we did well enough. I think we're here.
I believe we still did it.
We're still alive. Thankfully, we're still alive. So, yeah, it was a fun year, actually, because although there were quite a lot of difficulties, time was compressed. We're the grade 12 students are making a lot of memories since it's their last year here in ACNSTHS. So, although difficult, we're trying to make the best out of it.
I think this year also trained us for college since we did a lot of quiet cramming.
For
others' tasks, especially on research.
We have to still finish research after we do this podcast today. We have to pass our final paper today. So, wish us luck as you listen to this podcast. So, yeah, it was fun. Challenging, but I think this will be a very, very helpful and memorable time as we go into college. I think we're gonna be reminiscing about these memories. So, for the rating, how would you rate the grade 12 grade level?
I'd give it it's between E and S, but I find it more leaning to E.
To E, so it's between E and S,
yeah,
so,
but it's more leaning to E.
So it's quite easy, but there, I think what you're trying to say is that like some parts of it were so easy that it belongs in E, but then you just suddenly become thrust into harder parts that it suddenly becomes an S. So it's like a back and forth between E and S. And I kind of agree. It's kind of difficult to quantify or like put the entirety of grade 12 into one single category of it. Is it easy? Is it medium? Is it hard? Because it changes quickly, so quickly from being easy to hard to difficult, that that's what makes it so fun and so challenging. So as we end this podcast today, guys, do you have some words that you want to give to the ones who plan to enroll in ANSAI or want to transfer into ANSAI after having heard the difficulties and the fun memories that we faced?
I think you really have to strive to become become a better version of yourself, since you will really learn a lot of things here, and you really just have to endure all through it for you to, you know, grow as a person.
Yeah, for me, ANSAI was the place that helped me to see that I was just a small fish in a pond, that there were much, much greater and much, much more smarter people than I am, and that isn't a means to belittle my effort or belittle the things that I do, but rather as a way for me to see that I can improve. Like, I haven't reached my peak level yet. I haven't reached my full potential, and that seeing others do well beside me and trying to help them to overall, ANSAI helps you to see that although difficult, very, 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 very difficult, it's a fun experience, and ultimately you will try to be a better person of you. Better person from yesterday.
It was a humbling experience, yet really memorable. And I think this, if I were to choose schools again, if I was still a graduating grade 6 student, I'd still choose ANSAI.
I mean, us grade 12 students or us from batch 6 often always say that di na ako babalik sa ANSAI, or like I'm gonna leave this school next year, or magda-drop na ako, all those certain kinds of jokes. But I think if you did a survey or ask one of us, the memories and the skills and the experience that ANSAI has given us, I don't think you can trade them for anything. So, yeah, I think that's it for today's podcast. So, thank you for listening to this episode of the Curiosity Talk podcast. I'm your host, Roshan Uba.
And I am Erin Matro.
And Bye, guys. Maybe you'll see us in another episode. And thank you again for watching the Curiosity Talk podcast.
Stay tuned.